Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we got lots of time to answer your questions, so start calling. 888-302-3684 gets you into the doctor's office to pose your question about health or nutrition. We invite you to call us, 888-302-3684. And we got plenty to talk about today. And we'll start with a fascinating story that suggests that, how many of you remember something called Hamburger Helper? Maybe that dates me, but is it still around even? Awful stuff. But if you want to economize, and say you can't afford, all a hamburger that is going to feed a family of five, you can add a little bit of Hamburger Helper to your hamburger as a meal extender and make it work for everybody in the family. Well, there is a form of Hamburger Helper for antidepressants which often don't really deliver on their promise. They may not work at all, or they may only partially deliver benefits in terms of mood enhancement. So what can we do to extend the benefits of antidepressants? Well, it turns out that certain nutritional supplements can increase the effectiveness of antidepressants for people with depression. This according to a new study performed both at the University of Melbourne and at Harvard University here stateside. Researchers examined 40 clinical trials worldwide, and they did a systematic review of the use of nutritional supplements in tandem with typical antidepressants, such as SSRIs, including Paxil, Zoloft, Prozac, and SNRIs, now Effexor, and Lexapro are very popular, and old-fashioned tricyclics, which include drugs like Elavil. And it turns out that the ones that rated highest were the omega-3 fish oils, SAMe, or S-adenosylmethionine, and methylfolate, not good old-fashioned folic acid, as in many outdated vitamins, but bioactive folate. It's called methylfolate or 5-methylfolate. Also vitamin D. These were all found to boost the effects of medication. I would hasten to add some more recent studies suggest that curcumin could have an antidepressant effect. Why? Well, it's an anti-inflammatory. It'll help your knee. But depression may be an inflammatory disorder of the brain, and curcumin may be beneficial for depression. So the strongest finding from the review was that omega-3 fish oil, in combination with antidepressants, had the most robust effect in terms of additive effects from nutrient support. So it's a good bet. If you're suffering from depression and say you need an antidepressant, I'm not inalterably opposed to antidepressants. I think they're often used too readily before other causes of depression are properly checked out, such as thyroid problems, hormone problems, vitamin B12 deficiency, diet problems, blood sugar problems. All these need to be evaluated before you go willy-nilly on an antidepressant. But when it comes to antidepressant use, we can boost the efficacy of antidepressants by adding certain nutritional supplements. This is an important finding. We'll see how quickly it's going to be adopted by the psychiatric community. Hopefully these doctors will be more willing than in the past to support and encourage their patients' use of proper nutritional supplementation to optimize their moods. All right, let's talk to Terry in Great Neck. Welcome. How are you?
Yes, thank you so much. My husband is 76 in good health. Though he takes a generic Lipitor and something for his high blood pressure, which is under control. However, for the past couple of years, the reason I would be calling you is for his creatinine level has always been high. It's 1.48, and the bun creatinine ratio is 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the EGFR MDRD non-African male is 45.
So okay, so for our listening audience, let me explain what's going on here. Creatinine and to some extent BUN, blood urea nitrogen, are ways of measuring kidney function, and they actually speak to the clearance by the kidney of toxic byproducts of protein digestion. BUN, the blood urea nitrogen, and creatinine, which is also a byproduct of breakdown of proteins. And so when those rise, it means that the kidney's not properly filtering out and eliminating some of these toxic byproducts. That's what the kidney does, is it enables us to rid our bodies of toxins. And so a norm for creatinine is anything up to 1.3, in some labs 1.4. So he's just very slightly above the norm. Then there's this thing called EGFR, which is glomerular filtration rate. And what that has to do, it's a calculation, but it simply reflects the ability of the kidney to, handle toxins and process them. And a normal EGFR is 60 or above. But as individuals age, their kidneys, you know, get a little weaker. And it's not uncommon to see an EGFR of 40 or 50, which is not horrible. It's not horrible. But, you know, I got to say that hypertension has an erosive effect on the kidneys. And, you know, you say your husband's in perfect health. Well, I guess these days being in perfect health is being a 70-something, being on Lipitor and a high blood pressure medication, which I think is not exactly acceptable. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, there's some things that your husband can do to better control blood pressure and better control cholesterol with diet. I'm not sure. I mean, I'd have to go through, you know, a detailed dietary history, look at him, weigh him, check a body composition, check maybe a glucose tolerance test to see if indeed he's got blood sugar issues, which promote surges in blood pressure or rises in cholesterol. These are some of the issues that we see commonly in people as they age, and maybe, you know, a little less exercise, a little more sedentary. That sometimes can cause the blood pressure to rise and the lipid profile to deteriorate. So, you know, I would say basically not a lot to worry about here. The best way to protect the kidneys is to work on the underlying problems that are damaging the kidneys. Get the cholesterol down. That affects circulation. Circulation of the kidney is one of the factors involved in EGFR and in creatinine. Also, you know, optimize blood pressure, not, you know, with medication, if necessary, but better yet, in a natural way that more correctly preserves kidney function. Other factors that have to do with kidney function, well, if he's taken like a lot of Advil, you know, Advil can actually damage kidney function. A lot of people don't know that. They take Advil for pain because they have arthritis of the knee, or they have back pain or shoulder pain, and that can actually cause kidney function to deteriorate. Also, heavy metal accumulation. You know, people who, you know, just like a patient I saw recently who's been an industrial worker for many years. He also was a guy who liked to go to the firing range and shoot off guns with lead bullets. Had very, very high levels of lead, which can cause kidney function to deteriorate. Cadmium, mercury, these are things that affect kidney function as well. In terms of stuff that protects kidney function, I can think of a few. Alpha lipoic acid, fish oil. You know, perhaps that's what you're interested in. What supplements can you take to protect kidney function? Those are among the premier supplements that generally protect the kidneys. But I think it's more fundamental than just taking some pills. I think it also has to do with your entire lifestyle, you know, from exercise to diet, and all these factors impact kidney function ultimately.
Okay. Well, his diet is very good. Listening to you, I have benefited through the years. Mm-hmm. He weighs 152 pounds.
That's light.
Thin. That's excellent. I consider it excellent. Eats a very clean diet, and
listen to this announcement, okay? Because I really would like to get as many people as possible off of high blood pressure medication. You know, such a big problem. You know, as people age, their blood vessels stiffen. You know, we call this hardening in the arteries. And as a result, there's less compliance, there's less flexibility, blood pressure goes up. Yes, he's not fat. Yes, he's not on a bad diet. He's not having too much sodium. What's going on? So, you know, if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I'm going to share this with you because it's something I'm real excited about. And it's actually been a long time since I've been this jazzed about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. And I think it's the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And it's so effective that it actually works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus, it's a smart device. It's kind of high-tech that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And I've looked at the data. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result, check this out, in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. So I'm offering this to listeners of Intelligent Medicine. The company is providing you with special savings of $50 in free shipping if you mention my name. Here's the number. It's 866-669-9662, or you can go to their website, tryzonanow.com. And be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. It's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. And this, I really want to get the word out about this technology because it's a natural way to lower blood pressure, and it might be ideal for people like Terry's husband, who seems to be doing everything right, but blood pressure still persists high. This could really be a breakthrough for you. I'm sorry I don't have time for additional questions from you, Terry. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It turns out that our audio engineer, Phil, does... He does use Hamburger Helper. He's a single guy, and it's a convenience food for him. I didn't know anybody still used that stuff, but hey, I hope I didn't diss our audience here. But Hamburger Helper, yeah, kind of questionable stuff. 888-302-3684 is a number. All right, you want to know the good news or the bad news first? Well, let's start with the bad news. Fructose, it turns out, according to research performed at UCLA, alters hundreds of brain genes, which can lead to a wide range of diseases. Fructose comes to us in so many forms these days. There's just innumerable things that are sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. It's an inexpensive liquid sweetener made from cornstarch, and it's the basis for sweetened drinks, syrups, honeys, and desserts. It's in ketchup. It's in, you know, virtually everything. It's also in lots of baby food, and there's a little bit in fruit, but fruit's good for you. And when you concentrate fruit as fruit juice, yeah, that's too much fructose. But the fiber in the fruit slows the body's absorption of the sugar and mitigates the damage of the moderate amounts of fructose in natural fruit. So the good news is that a diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids can actually reverse the damage from fructose. Very sophisticated study at UCLA. They looked at more than 20,000 genes in the brains of rats. And what they found was that hundreds of these genes were altered in a harmful way by fructose consumption. And to test the effects of fructose and DHA, which is the constituent of fish oil that's beneficial, the researchers trained rats to escape from a maze and then randomly divided the rats into three groups. One group of rats drank water with a large amount of fructose, but actually equivalent to what a person drinking a liter of soda per day would have, so not an unrealistic amount. The second group was given fructose water and a diet rich in DHA, and the third group received water without fructose and no DHA. After 6 weeks, the rats were put through the maze again. The animals that had been given only the fructose navigated the maze about half as fast than the rats that drank only water. But the rats that had been given fructose and DHA showed similar results to those that drank only water, which strongly suggests that the DHA eliminated fructose's harmful effects. So the rats receiving a high fructose diet also had much higher blood sugar, triglycerides, and insulin levels than the other two groups. And that's very significant for us people because insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, leads to hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and inflammation, even Alzheimer's disease. And that ain't good. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman taking your calls. And let's hear now from John in New Jersey. How are you?
Dr. Hoffman, thanks for being there. Hepatitis C. Can you comment on the, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, Harvonia?
Harvoni,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, so this has been a long saga in terms of developing new medications for hepatitis C. And actually, for many years, I've been treating hepatitis C patients. And in the past, I would advise them not to take the medication because the medication was really somewhat ineffective. It was kind of like, you know, hit and miss. Occasionally, it would work. Often, it wouldn't. It would put patients through terrible side effects. And it really wasn't yet ready for prime time. But finally, we've reached a point where the medication really works with about 99% effectiveness with minimal side effects. And we have a chance at eradicating hepatitis C. Now, what I've been doing, what I've been offering to patients before the advent of these medications is we've been giving them the right kind of nutritional support. We've been giving them intravenous vitamin C. These are therapies that I think can, for the most part, retard the progression of hepatitis C to cirrhosis and liver failure, which is ultimately the threat. These days I'm advising my patients to check in with their hepatologists to see if they're candidates for Harvoni. Now, what they're learning is that certain subtypes of hepatitis C are more or less responsive to these new medications. And there are a couple of them. They're expensive. Sometimes there's problems with insurance and reimbursability. Mm-hmm. But they're worth it. So I'm telling my patients, okay, go ahead. You're ready. It's time to pull the trigger on the new meds, and you can eradicate the problem and not have to worry about the 10% chance that you could have liver failure and require a liver transplant. All right?
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, again, you say there's no side effects.
I'm not saying that there are no side effects,
okay.
But the side effects are minimal. You know, in the past, okay, when they used interferon, reliably, patients had side effects. They could have, mm-hmm. They could feel miserable. They could feel flu-like for months mm-hmm. at a time. And usually the treatment lasted for 9 months. They could just feel really awful. Some patients, worse than others. It's almost like they had a chronic flu-like syndrome. Patients mm-hmm. would lose hair. Some patients would develop hypothyroidism. So there were side effects. So I guess it was, the side effects were considered justified because if you had a chance, even a small chance of going negative on your PCR for hepatitis, then it was thought to be warranted. But now with meds like Harvoni, the side effects are less, the treatment is shorter, and the results are pretty near spectacular in terms of eradicating the virus. So, you know, scientific progress has advanced there. You know, just as with HIV, at first, you know, we had nothing, and then we had meds. We were only partially successful, a lot of side effects. And now we pretty much nailed it. And people with HIV rarely succumb to the HIV. They live long lives. They require a lot of medication. But, we have antiviral medications that really work, and hepatitis C is a success story.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
my pleasure.
It.
Good luck to you. Let's take a call from Phyllis in Farmingville, New York. Welcome.
Hi, doctor. I just received a treatment for reclast.
Yeah.
Last month because I
you got, you got an intravenous treatment. Intravenous
yes,
treatment, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm wondering if it's okay to take strontium too.
Okay, it's a good question. Reclast is a powerful treatment for osteoporosis. And it's akin to Actonel and Beneva and Fosamax, the same kind of medication, but it's more yeah. powerful because it's being given intravenously. And, excuse me, it is unclear how it interacts with Fosamax. Probably there's a synergy. Probably there is a good interaction, not a harmful interaction, you know, like 1 plus 1 equals 2. But my suggestion is that you await the results of your next bone density to
okay.
see what the reclast does, because it'll be unclear if you're taking both. Like, you know, what did what? You know, was it the strontium? Was it the reclast? Did the reclast really do something for you? Give it a chance to work.
Okay.
You see, and you know, and you can take the strontium later if the results come, you know, fall short of restoring you to optimal bone density.
Okay.
They work in different ways. Strontium acts as sort of like rebar to strengthen the bones. And what reclast does is it inhibits bone breakdown. It's a slightly different mechanism.
Okay.
And so I would say, you know, as much as I'm a fan of nutritional supplementation, yeah, you know, for sure, take your vitamin D, take your calcium. You can take a product called OsteoSupport, which has all the constituents of for bone building. Actually, we've now substituted a new product called OsteoPreve, which is our new osteoporosis supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that at drhoffman.com. But, and, you know, to optimize the effects of the reclass, make sure you have adequate vitamin D, get tested, and, you know, do strength training, you know, to enhance your bone density.
Yeah.
But I would wait. I would wait for the results of your test, and then you can always start strontium later. Okay.
Oh, then we start strontium after
yeah.
it comes back.
Yeah.
If it's low.
Yeah, if it's not where you want it to be, then you can, you know, because reclass, you know, you can only dose it so many times, and you know, they may not want to give you more reclass, and then you may have to resort to another form of nutritional support to get full restoration of your bone density.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. I want to share a special message for Intelligent Medicine listeners. You know, with medical care so fragmented these days, it's often hard to find a doctor who will listen and see the big picture, integrating diet, lifestyle, safe use of supplements, along with state-of-the-art innovative treatments like we do here on Intelligent Medicine. Well, at the Hoffman Center, where I work, I'm proud to say that we've been addressing that gap successfully for over 30 years. And as one of the pioneering integrative medical doctors in the country, I got lots of experience and tools at my disposal to address even the most stubborn problems. As a Hoffman Center patient, you'll see me in a relaxed, unhurried environment, and you'll work directly with me at all times with capable assistance from our Atkins-trained nutritionist, Layla Mudin, who has joined me on our podcast series at drhoffman.com and has her own podcast. Whether you have a challenging medical condition or if you're just looking to optimize your diet and supplement program to achieve longevity and performance optimization, we'd love to help you meet your goals. And now, to help make care more affordable and accessible, we forged an alliance with a new clinical laboratory, AccuReference, that accepts all major insurances. So a visit to the Hoffman Center is now that more economical. So to become a patient of the Hoffman Center, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. Find information on the web at drhoffman.com about our procedures and the wide gamut of conditions we address. Call 212-779-1744 and take a key step in regaining control of your health. My staff and I look forward to taking care of you. Let's talk now to Heidi in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Hello?
Hi there, Heidi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I listen to you as often as I can, and I'm so thankful for everything
Great.
That you do and all the help you give. I'm calling on behalf of my husband who's experiencing prostate difficulties. We are in a situation where we don't have insurance, so I want to be smart about what we do. He
mm-hmm.
is 61. He
right.
Is a painter, so he's on his feet. That's the kind of work he does.
Right.
We're not sure if it's enlarged or worry of cancer.
Right.
One night he wasn't able to go to the bathroom at all.
Uh-oh.
But in the past few days, it's been a little better. So I don't know if things go back and forth or
yeah.
how this all works.
Yeah.
And where would we start as far as an exam to see what the condition of his health is? And
yeah.
Is there a basic exam, you know, a
yeah.
physical exam that reveals
well,
perhaps an enlarged prostate?
Yeah, it's a tough one. How old is your husband?
He's 61.
61. So unfortunately, you know, he's in an age which is a prime age for prostate cancer, but it's also a prime age at which men just develop an enlarged prostate, and then they have difficulty urinating. So, you know, the starting point for you is probably, and most economically, you know, say you don't have insurance, is, you know, go to a primary care physician before you go to a urologist and just have, you know, him do a digital rectal exam, basically put a gloved finger in the rectum
digital
and examine the prostate.
Exam?
The rectal exam, the DRE, digital rectal exam. And, you know, if
DRE, okay.
Yeah, and that's something where an experienced examiner can tell if, he can't tell you necessarily where you have prostate cancer, but if you have a very irregular prostate, not just a smooth and large prostate, then that's a high level of suspicion that maybe there, you need to see a urologist.
There's something more after that. Okay.
Yeah. And then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I did order super beta prostate.
And that's fine, but that's kind of a weak way to address this. And, you know, even if it does shrink the prostate, it's going to take really long time. You know, I actually think products like that are used best for prevention of prostatic enlargement. Once you have really severe urinary problems, that product is probably not going to significantly shrink the prostate rapidly enough to provide relief. You know,
what
so
would you recommend?
I wouldn't recommend necessarily a product for this situation. I would recommend a checkup because this could be a dangerous situation in a couple of ways. One, it could be prostate cancer, but, you know, hopefully it's not. It's not necessarily going to be prostate cancer. It's probably just an enlarged prostate. The problem when you have starting having difficulty urinating is you can damage the kidneys. You can have a backup of flow into the kidneys. Your kidneys can balloon in size, and you can be left with kidney damage. And that's what I would hope to avoid. So, you know, it's a terrible situation that here we have, supposedly, healthcare reform and more and more people are being put on the insurance rolls. But people like you, ordinary folks, and, you know, maybe you're a little cash strapped, but you don't sound like you're, horribly impoverished, don't have access to routine healthcare. And that's a shame. But that being the case, you always can get a basic exam fairly economically from a primary care physician who will at least steer you in the right direction and help to sort it out for you. That's not something we can do over the phone. And I wouldn't reach for a nutritional supplement in this situation. I'd get a diagnosis before you do that. Okay?
Sure. But is there any dietary thing that would help?
There is. I mean, if indeed it were to be prostate cancer, there's a whole dietary approach that would be helpful. And, you know, whenever men have prostate problems, good diet has an impact. But we want to find out what's going on. You know, let's just comment on this. One of the drawbacks, I think, of alternative medicine is that sometimes you use it as an alternative to good conventional medical care. People listen to programs like this and they don't have insurance and say, well, maybe I can go to the health food store and get a remedy. Well, that's fine in many cases. But it's no substitute for proper medical care and the right diagnosis, because when it comes down to it, we want to find out what's going on. All right?
Yeah. Where is your center located?
I'm located in New York, but I think your best alternative is to see a local doctor first to find out, you know, what's going on. And if you want specific nutritional advice, you can take a trip to New York, or, you know, actually our nutritionist offers long distance consultations with people who have doctors in other states, and that's a more economical way of getting medical advice or nutritional advice to supplement your medical care. It's a pathway that enables people from out of state or want to save, you know, a little money to get a nutritional perspective on their problem. So you can call the Hoffman Center for information. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And just remind you that we've got podcasts available at drhoffman.com. This program is sort of a teaser to the information that you can find for free at drhoffman.com. Just interviewed a very, very fine doctor, Dr. Frank Lipman, about his new book, 10 Reasons You Feel Old and Get Fat. Great title for a book, and we discussed that in a 45-minute podcast that you can download for free. Also, you can take the health and nutrition quiz that I just put up at drhoffman.com. It's part two of a series of quizzes that will test your intelligent medicine acumen. And we also did a podcast on the diet myth, the title of a new book by Dr. Tim Spector. Why can't people lose weight? Well, Dr. Spector feels that he's unlocked the secret to weight loss. So learn about it at drhoffman.com. All right. This item, effects of yoga in patients with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, a randomized controlled study. Sounds interesting. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation means when your heart rate suddenly speeds up to the point where not enough blood is getting to your extremities. You feel weak and woozy. Your heart's racing. And it usually has to be treated with medication or sometimes with a type of zapping of the electrical system in your heart called ablation. Patients in this study who had paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, there were 80 patients, and they either did yoga for 12 weeks or didn't do yoga for 12 weeks. And what they found was that yoga with light movements with deep breathing may lead to improved quality of life. That's nice, but does it affect the heart rate of these patients? Yes, indeed it did. It lowered their heart rate compared to a control group. It also helped to lower their blood pressure. The conclusion, yoga could be a complementary treatment method to standard therapy. All right, let's hear from Phil in New Jersey. How are you doing, Phil?
Hi, how are you, doctor? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am early stage Parkinson's, and I was wondering if there's any kind of vitamin or drug supplement that I could take.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think some of the most promising research is on coenzyme Q10 at high doses for Parkinson's. And the way to take that is probably in the form of ubiquinol. And we really want to go high because, you know, for somebody with such a mild energy problem, we might recommend 100 or 200 milligrams of ubiquinol. But for patients who have Parkinson's, we might go as high as 600 or 800.
600 or 800, wow.
Alternatively, if you're taking coenzyme Q10, there are actually CoQ10s that are 400 milligrams per capsule or per wafer, and you would probably end up taking about 1,200 or 1,600 of CoQ10. And you have to do that for a while, you know, maybe 6 to 12 months to see if that's going to have an effect. Also, just antioxidant therapy with things like vitamin E. We like to use gamma tocopherol vitamin E. We'd like to use alpha lipoic acid, which has a nice effect of crossing the blood-brain barrier. These are some of the things that could be beneficial. Also, the methylated B vitamins may have a role to play in preventing the degenerative changes of Parkinson's. So diet makes a difference. Some patients have Parkinson's-like symptoms as a reaction to gluten. Blood sugar has a harmful effect on Parkinson's disease. If you have high or fluctuating levels of blood sugar, that could be a problem. And we want to detox the body because many people suffering from Parkinson's disease are suffering from chemical exposure. I saw a patient a while back. I couldn't figure out why she had such pronounced symptoms until I looked at her address. And her address was something like 11 Golf Drive. And I asked her, "Do you happen to live on a golf course?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Goodness gracious, they spray those golf courses with all kinds of toxic chemicals, and you're exposed on a daily basis. So got to reduce your toxicity quotient to slow the progression of your disease." All right, and finally,
what about
this.
Dolamine?
I'm sorry?
Dolamine?
Dolamine? I'm not familiar with dolamine.
Dopamine.
Dopamine. Okay, yeah. Well, dopamine, of course, is a medication. You know, L-DOPA. Yeah, that is a conventional treatment for Parkinson's, but it's not part of our holistic armamentarium. Okay, I want to thank you all for joining us today on Intelligent Medicine. Remember, this is but the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. You can find lots more at drhoffman.com. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.